This is your WCQM Daily News Roundup for 98Q Country 98.3 FM and Trail Mix 103.1 FM and 980 AM WPFP in Park Falls.
State and local news with News Director Austin Brume on 98Q Country.
Civic Media News is brought to you by Minocqua Chevrolet, your hometown Chevy dealer now 100% locally owned. Built on trust, dependable service, and real community values, visit them on Highway 51 South or at MinocquaCars.com. We sat down with Colton Gall, who you might know as a Coltonator, winner of the 2025 Kids Division of the USA Mullet Championships, about the money he raised for Wounded Warriors, and the framing ceremony he was invited to attend because of it.
I raised over $4,500. Or somewhere around there. The guy who does the competition started doing this, and we would raise money for Wounded Warriors, and he would put that money towards building a house for Wounded Warriors. And so they invited me to go down to Fond du Lac and watch the framing ceremony, so they have all the frames and stuff up. And then in the spring, they're doing a keying ceremony that I go to, and that's when the house is all done and you give them the keys.
This full interview can be found on an article that will be posted on 98qcountry.com. Saturday, November 15th at 2 p.m., Oxbow Bar and Grill is hosting a fundraiser for Saving Grace Animal Rescue. Grab a friend and come help them raise money for Saving Grace's mission and future facility. This fundraiser will be a purse/bag bingo. They also do plan to have a few smaller raffle baskets as well. Once again, this is taking place Saturday, November 15th at 2 p.m. at Oxbow Bar and Grill. 9 Head Start locations across Wisconsin are preparing to close because of the government shutdown, leaving parents just days to improvise how to work without childcare. Savannah Tomielsen reports.
The Head Start program provides childcare, preschool, and support for about 15,000 children across Wisconsin. It gives low-income families early education, but also things like health screenings, dental care, and support to connect them with resources like food benefits or job training.
They're predominantly working families, working in the retail sector. They're working in hospitality. They're working in our hospital. So they're a part of the foundation of our economy. Head Start is a critical part of our state and our community's infrastructure.
That's Jenny Maurer, the executive director of the Wisconsin Head Start Association. The program is largely funded by the federal government. And because of the federal shutdown, 2 organizations that run Head Start in their communities are not getting their funding. The Southwestern Wisconsin Community Action Program operates 9 locations in Grant, Greene, Iowa, Lafayette, and Richland counties. Without money to pay their bills and their staff, those 9 centers close Monday, leaving kids without their safe place to grow and learn, and leaving their parents scrambling.
Parents do their best to find safe places for their children, but we know that what often ends up happening is that children are shuttled between lots of different care situations, and that oftentimes children get watched by other children. Families get increasingly desperate when they're trying to make things work.
The Head Start program in Sheboygan will continue for 2 more weeks, but will likely close after the 14th. That would leave a total of nearly 400 children without care in Wisconsin. And if the shutdown continues in December, 1,000 more could lose their Head Start programs. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tome Olson.
Got pumpkins left over after Halloween? Well, the Wisconsin DNR says disposing them in the trash may not be the best idea. That takes up valuable landfill space and fuels the microbes that generate methane, which is a potent greenhouse gas. For uncarved pumpkins, you can consider cooking. For example, smaller heirloom varieties can be used for fall decoration, then cooked or cut up and frozen for later use. And roasted seeds from carving pumpkins make an excellent addition to granola or a tasty treat all on their own. You can donate them, support food rescue efforts, and check if your local food pantry accepts pumpkins. Or consider backyard composting. Wax and paint-free pumpkins can go in compost bins or in an unused part of the yard. Cover them with leaves or soil. Just remember to remove any seeds you missed when scooping, or you may end up with a pumpkin patch next spring. You can find composting services on dnr.wisconsin.gov. Monday, November 10th from 4 to 5 p.m., the Park Falls Public Library is hosting a brick building club. This is for first graders and up, and once again is taking place Monday, November 10th at the Park Falls Public Library from 4 to 5 p.m. Lisa Hale has another profile of a candidate running for Congress in eastern Wisconsin.
Mako or Macho, however you pronounce his last name, John Mako of Oshkosh wants your vote in the Democratic primary for the 6th Congressional District. Mako is one of 7 Democrats looking to unseat incumbent Glenn Grothman.
I saw the lack of leadership in the country, and we were being bombarded with all this divisive news daily, and the elimination of norms that we had been ruled by forever.
Mako lists among his key platforms a stable economy.
And part of that is ending these tariffs. I'm hoping that they're going to end way before this election. But if they're still there, I want to make sure that they go away.
And securing the border while helping immigrants find a legal pathway to residency.
There are so many hardworking people in our community that are having to hide because they don't have their paperwork. They have never caused anybody grief. They have families. It's time for them to come out of the shadows. And we need to create that opportunity.
What Mako said is needed most in the 6th Congressional District is affordable housing, affordable health care, and civility.
We need to start talking to each other and stop dehumanizing each other because we have an R or a D in front. We need to be a purple country where it doesn't matter whether R or D is in front of you anymore. It's whether we can talk issues and not personality.
The Democratic primary is August 11th, 2026. For Civic Media News, I'm Lisa Hale.
I'm Austin Bermain. This has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
The Bucks in Indy. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. The Bucks take on their rival, the Pacers, in Indiana tonight. It's the first time Bucks center Miles Turner will face his former team.
The next time we see you, we'll be in Indiana. Gonna go there.
At this point, anything I say will or can be used against me in a court of law. So I'm just looking forward to coming back to a place that I've been for 10 years.
College hoops, the Badgers at home against Campbell University. Last week we told you that forward Elijah Gray, a transfer from Temple, was dropped from the Wisconsin men's team. ESPN reporting now Gray may be involved in that investigation regarding gambling by both college and NBA players. NFL, the Packers lose to the Panthers 16-13, and they may have lost tight end Tucker Kraft to a season-ending knee injury.
Is Tucker's injury serious?
Yeah, it doesn't look good.
How do you overcome him?
It's going to be tough. It is what it, but it's football, and the other guys are going to have to step up.
That's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur with Sports on Mike Clemens.
It's going to be sunny and breezy today, and that wind will mean elevated grassland fire danger issues, so just keep that in mind. Our high right around 52 today. Tonight, partly cloudy, 30. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, not as windy, with a high in the low to mid-50s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your WCQM and WPFP Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at 98QCountry.com or trailmix.fm.